Kia ora e te whānau, nau mai hoki mai ki Māori Millionaire. I'm so excited to kōrero with you all today because today I'm going to be talking about the lessons I've learned from being around successful people. Owe, I had the best weekend ever. So I was recently recognised as a change maker, as a trailblazer, and I was selected to represent our community as part of the Y25 cohort for 2024. So if you don't know, basically it is a 6-month mentorship program with the YWCA. I'll put a link in the description below for you to read about the other people who were selected for this, because it will just help you to understand what it is a bit more. But basically, as part of this program, we all went on a 3-day wānanga in Tāmaki Makaurau, where we all hung out and we spent time together. I'm not going to lie, I was very, very scared to go. I was very out of my comfort zone. It was something that I hadn't done in a very long time. I, you know, work for myself, obviously, and so I'm often at home. I'm often just, you know, in my own kind of space, and this was just a big thing for me to go. I was very, very nervous. After the experience, though, oh my gosh, I didn't even want to leave. It was so beautiful, and I'm just going to share some of the lessons I've learned from these very accomplished people. Like, they just have some amazing, amazing people in our group. So yeah, like I said, check out the link in the description, because there is a lot of information in there about the other people who were selected for this, and I was just so inspired by these people. All right, I've got 5 lessons for you all today, and the first one is that they all struggle with the exact same things that I struggle with burnout, with imposter syndrome, feeling like we're not doing enough. There was something so beautiful about being able to connect with these wahine and tahine about sharing the same struggles and having the same difficulties. And I just thought that was so beautiful, because a lot of the time we're out here in our own little bubble thinking that we're the only ones struggling with what we're struggling with. And it's like, no, are you silly? Of course, like, there are other people who are experiencing these same things. And a lot of the time we forget that. We really, really forget that we're not alone in this journey. And I just thought it was so beautiful to connect on having the exact same struggles. So that was my first lesson. My second lesson was that one thing I loved even more than being able to relate on the same struggles was their vulnerability and opening up. It is not easy opening up. I get it. It's so hard to be vulnerable and to share what maybe you're struggling with. But the beautiful thing about sharing our vulnerabilities is that when you create a safe space to talk about your vulnerabilities, someone else is going to feel safe too. And they're going to be like, oh my gosh, I feel that too. And then you can build a connection, and you can build, you know, a hununga, because you go through the same thing and you're going through it together. And also when you do that, you can also create solutions together. You can work together and go, actually, like, what can we do to improve this? And so we were all struggling with feeling burnt out and feeling overworked and all of these things. And so we were able to create some solutions together. And I just really loved one of the things that we did as part of our wānanga was we did a workshop on raranga, on weaving. And I have not done raranga since I was at high school. When I was at high school, I was a bit of a mischief student, and I just yapped the whole time. Like, and I did not really do well at raranga. And I actually remember we did raranga with, like, I don't actually know what they're called, but like plastic. It was like plastic. It wasn't harakeke. And so I didn't do well because I was just yapping to my friends the whole time and I wasn't really listening at what we were supposed to do. Anyways, I got a not achieved. I literally got a not achieved for weaving a plastic basket. And I was a little bit traumatized from that. I was like, oh, I'm not good at this, so I don't do this. And so when they had a workshop on raranga, I was like, oh, I don't want to do that. But I went, of course, because you've always got to take advantage of the opportunities before you. And I went with an open mind. I'm so grateful that I did, because I weaved a bracelet and it is so beautiful and I gave it away. But I'm just so happy that I did that. And I learned that, you can have fun and you can do something, like, because all of my hobbies have turned into businesses. Like, everything I have fun has always turned into something to produce and to create. And I think there's something so important in being able to have hobbies that are not related to your work at all. Like, what are you actually doing that fills your cup? And I kind of found that. I found that I love raranga. And that was just so beautiful for me to see, because I didn't know. I really didn't. So that's a long-winded kind of explanation for, I loved how we were being all vulnerable. And this was something that I noticed in everyone, was that they had the special ability to be vulnerable and share what they were going through, which created a safe space for other people to do that also. The next lesson that I learned is that every single person in our cohort has gone through something difficult. They've gone through a challenging experience. And instead of using these experiences as a reason to not do something, because there are so many of them that I was like, wow, like, I would have given up. Like, seriously, I would have. But they kept going and they kept trying and they kept pursuing their dreams and their visions. And I think this is a lesson in and of itself, is that it doesn't matter. Sorry. Everyone has their own journey. Everyone has their own experiences. But it is also our decision to decide how we respond to that. And these people decided to use their struggles as an opportunity to create something beautiful. And I thought that was beautiful. So lesson number four is that every single person in this program cares so deeply about the community that they came from. And even when we each had to do a 1-minute speech about our why and what was so important, every single person said the same thing. Their why is their community and is our people. And the people recognizing this, myself included, like, I definitely did not think it was an achievement of my own. It was an achievement of every single wahine who came before me, who has led the way, who has made sacrifices for me, for and every woman above me. And so I just think that being part of a community is something so special, because we each have something different to give and something different to provide. And we also have within our own communities the resources and opportunities to grow. And something I'm always kind of sharing is that we have the answers. Like, within our own communities, we have the answers. We just don't have the resources to 100% do everything that we want to. But, you know, when everyone's like talking about the government not doing X, Y, and Z, we actually have the answers within our communities. We just don't have the resources. And so we need to work together so that we can get those resources, so that we can achieve community efforts. But yeah, long-winded answer, as always, of I just loved how everyone cared so deeply about the communities and the communities that they came from. Lesson number five, which is just one of the most important lessons, is that at the bottom, you're competing. Everything is a competition. But at the top, you collaborate. We're not competition. And that was the most beautiful thing I saw, is that no one was competing with anyone. No, it wasn't a competition of who was better, who had achieved more. It was just like, oh my gosh, you guys are so amazing. I can't wait to work with you. I can't wait to do this. And like, we have this group chat and everyone's like, oh my gosh, like, if anyone needs any support with blah, 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 I will help you with blah, blah, blah. And I just think it's so beautiful when we work together. And that's whakaaro Māori. That's what we do. We work together to create things. And so those are some of the lessons that I learned. But I'm honestly just so grateful for the opportunity to have been selected for this kaupapa. I've learned so much and it's just so awesome. So if anyone else feels like applying for this, definitely apply and just do it. Like, kia kaha. And if you find other people to nominate you, do that too. But I just really want to encourage everyone listening to this, if you are under 25, go and apply for this next year when it comes around again, when you see it, when opportunities pop up. Don't have imposter syndrome and think, oh, I don't deserve this, because that's what I thought. And I was like, oh, I don't know. My friend told me to apply and I applied. And, you know, great things happen when you put yourself out there. So if you feel like applying, apply. Just kia kaha. You can do it. I've got a very short episode for us today, but I just really wanted to share some of the lessons I've learned from these very accomplished women who have just done such incredible things, and I just couldn't help but share it all with you all today. But yeah, I hope you guys have enjoyed this episode. If you guys are wanting to do my program, Te Tiriti Haukura, 12-week program, all about money mindset, investing, entrepreneurship, all of those things, then I'll put the link for that down in the description below. But otherwise, I will see you all next week. Thank you so much for listening to another Māori Millennial Podcast episode. If you have any podcast recommendations or requests that you want me to record on, then send me a message. Otherwise, I love you all and I'll talk to you all next week. Ka kite!